It's day 269 of hashtag 365. Hiya!
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie. Eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind. And together, we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
I remember listening to a podcast ages ago about flow. Have you heard about flow? Flow is that mental state that you go into where the world seems to disappear, and because you're just so focused on the task at hand, and you're working away at it, and like maybe hours go past that feel like minutes. Have you ever been in that state before? Maybe you're working on a dissertation, or you're working on like a bit of a project, or there's something at work that requires your focus, and you put your headphones on, you get some focused music on in your ears, and you just start working, and then you lift your head up and it's like the whole day's gone. That's when you're in a state of flow. Your most productive work happens when you're in that state. You are at your most productive, your most vital when you're in that state of flow. I was listening to this podcast about flow research and how to get into that state of flow. And apparently one of the biggest strides in terms of human achievement is in the field of extreme sports. And apparently, you know motocross riders who jump extreme, you know, gaps, and surfers who ride extreme waves. Apparently there's a certain set of kind of things that come into play for extreme sports that put you into that sense of flow. One of them is knowing that you've got a previously unachieved goal, like that, a kind of mountain to climb, a big goal ahead of you. And the other is that fear, a sense of fear, a sense of nowness. And that kind of combination, I'm sure there's other things as well, kind of clicks your brain into this performance mode. Maybe it's like an adrenaline thing, I don't know. Maybe it's part of fight or flight, I don't know. But it's why some people work so much better under pressure. It's why so many people leave things to the last minute and then smash it at the last minute, because they find it, that's a natural way for them to get into flow. And I know I keep banging on about it, but I feel like I've started to access a new level of concentration and focus on this hashtag 365 journey. I feel like things are all coming together. My eyesight is narrowing. You know what I mean? And what I mentioned yesterday about the little spat my wife and I had about having food in the house, that's kind of a product of that. And I think it's bad. I feel guilty that, you know, the fact that my vision is narrowing is kind of making me more selfish. But equally, it's only for a short period of time. And I think there's something quite exciting about that. I feel really light on my feet today. I feel really energized. I feel ready to tackle the world. I know what I'm going to eat. I know what I need to do. I know that tomorrow's a midweek weigh-in. And I know that I'm going to have success with it. To be honest, I feel, despite the fact that I'm eating fewer calories than I've eaten, for my whole life, basically, I feel like my metabolism's like firing on all cylinders. Everything I put in my body is fuel. You know, peanuts, cashews, grated carrots, beetroots, lettuces, pulses, chicken, fish, oily fish, vitamins. Like, everything I'm consuming is good stuff. Portobello mushrooms, pomegranate seeds, whole fat yogurts. Like, it's all like natural, unprocessed, delicious fuel. And I know this makes me sound like such a dweeb. I almost can't believe that I'm talking like this. Compare me now to me on like day 3, 4, 5, whatever. It's like chalk and cheese, really, but I'm just narrowing that focus. I am going to do this.